One of the most influential women in business in South Africa, Hixonia Nyasulu, is rapidly developing an international reputation as a board member with integrity and drive. In this weekly podcast, Hixonia talks to Darren Moore about the Boardroom 101 tips that she's gathered throughout her many years in business.
Good morning, Hixonia.
Morning, Darren.
Okay, my question is, how important is it to maintain work relationships with colleagues and organizations if I've left?
Right. Well, it's important to maintain a good relationship even at the point of your exit. So, you know, it doesn't matter how much you disliked your boss or the people that you worked with, you've got to be civil. So on the day you leave, shake people's hands, say, it was really nice working here, I've learned a lot, thank you for the opportunity to your boss, thank you for giving me the exposure that I have had. How that helps you is that we live in such a small, connected world. And you might think that you have left, but actually you haven't left, if you like, the space of work. And if you burnt bridges before you left, people haven't forgotten that. So you might think, I've already got a new job, so I don't need their reference because I'm already there. You will be amazed at how you can be affected by a past employer long after you've left them, because everybody works in associations, everybody works in through collaboration, and people are going to meet together, and guess what happens? Somebody says, oh, East Coast Radio, we've got one of your guys now works with us. Ooh, Darren Moore. Okay, roll my eyes. And that says a lot. So even non-verbal communication says he wasn't the most liked person where he was. He wasn't the most effective person. And so your new boss is now asking himself, why did they roll their eyes? So clearly there's something about this guy that we missed. But even apart from that, even though you have left a place, and the mistake most people make is to think, again, that person, I no longer work for them, so they no longer have influence over my life. You might actually find that at your first appraisal or performance evaluation, they might still need feedback, because there are things about you that they're actually not understanding, or things that don't make sense or make sense, and they're just trying to understand the context and think, why don't I call his boss and just understand, because I don't get that he's not progressing in this particular area, and I thought his CV actually said he had worked in this area. Now, if you had left on a good note, they have your interests at heart and they're trying to make sure that you flourish where you are, even though you have left them. So it's always important to never to burn bridges. The other mistakes people make is thinking that because I was a senior at East Coast Radio, and it works both ways, because you could be my senior here and maybe not treat me too well, and then we part ways, and you don't know where I am for 5 years. You don't know how my career is, you know, progressing in leaps and bounds, and I might even overtake you. And so fast forward 7 years later, and you're trying to move into a new space, and who do you find there? The person who was your junior at your old work environment is now senior, where you are now seeking to find employment. So it's extremely important for everyone in a work environment to always not just treat colleagues with respect and with dignity and be good at what they do, but to make sure they leave on a good note, and to make sure also that they haven't got enemies in the workspace anywhere around here, because it catches up with you.
Thank you, Hixonia.
Thank you, Darren.
For more information on Hixonia, visit htothepowerofyou.com.